It's a big day for Seth Grossman and Liberty and Prosperity. And Seth, I got to ask you, when are you going to go back to having your events on Sunday so I can go?
So something to think about, because then we run into the problems with the churches and what we have in the afternoon. It just, we got in the habit of having libertyandprosperity.com meet on a Saturday morning, because at one time I had a radio show in Vineland, and it just turned out that after the radio show, people listening would gather at a diner to talk about what we talked on the radio. We just got in the habit of having our breakfast meetings on a Saturday morning.
Okay, so it's tough to break the habit. Okay.
Okay. It's like an 18-year habit. But anyway, I'm right now at the executive breakfast. We had a VIP breakfast before our main event at 8 o'clock at the home of one of our members. And I was just listening to Trevor Loudon speak, and just fascinating inside information. So if anyone listening still has not made plans, we still have a few seats open at the Sal's Cafe, Groveland Avenue and New Road, starting at 10 o'clock, because I think we're going to have to yank Trevor Loudon out of this house, because people are just fascinated. They're talking to him here. So we're going to have to sort of wheel him out and bring him to the location of the 10 o'clock event. But I'll talk about that later. But about the wind turbines, we have such a short memory. It was only maybe 20 years ago that they discovered oil off the coast of New Jersey. And some of your major oil companies were drilling exploratory wells to see if you could really have commercial oil deposits here. And there was evidence that you did have those oil deposits. And, of course, to drill the oil wells, you had to do the sonar testing, the same sonar testing they're doing for the wind turbines. And you had, I think, two whales died during that testing. And right away, the Environmental Protection Agency denounced the sonar testing. You're killing the whales. Greenpeace, the Sierra Club, the Audubon Society, every single environmental group in the country said, shut down the exploration. You're killing the whales. And they stopped it. So it's just remarkable that you're doing the same exact testing now for the wind turbines, and you're having more whales, 15, 20, 25 dead whales exactly where they did that sonar testing. And all these government agencies that denounced that testing for oil turbines is saying it, oil wells, say, well, it has nothing to do with it. It's coincidence. So you just can't trust our government agencies anymore, and you can't trust these so-called environmental watchdogs, because Ørsted, the wind turbine company, has been paying all this money to these watchdogs, to communities, and he can't even trace the money, because Ørsted is giving money to Stockton College, and Stockton College is dishing out the money. But there's so much money, you're just not getting the truth, and that's why we have to be very skeptical.
I agree with you there. I just don't understand why they don't study this, why they don't study what is causing the problem. But they say, oh, no, it's not the wind turbines. No, it's something else. They got hit by boats.
And the short is, because the deal has been made.
Yeah.
And Governor Murphy is running for either president or vice president. It's pretty obvious. He's checking off all the boxes of what you want to do if you want to be a Democratic candidate for president.
Right.
Bash gun owners, bash pro-life people, bash the police, and of course be for wind energy. But the really sad thing is, you and I grew up in the 50s where we had popular science magazines, popular mechanics magazines. We loved science. We had in school, we had science fairs. We worried about Sputnik. If they taught kids today normal basic science that we learned in eighth grade, this would not even be a political issue, because everybody would know that you can't have a power grid based on power sources that come and go, like the wind or sunshine.
Yeah,
that you can't. I would love to see every high school in New Jersey set up a wind turbine, and see if the wind turbine that they set up could power a microwave or thaw out a hot dog or run a washing machine. Because if you got into the real science, you would know it doesn't work, it can't work, the whole thing is a fraud. And I talk to people every day. Oh, I have a friend who has solar panels, and he, you know, they don't have any electric bill. Of course they don't have any electric bill. They're getting cash from the electric company, and that cash isn't coming from the meager amount of electricity that those solar panels produce. You know, when the electric company doesn't even need it, if you really thought it worked, why don't you disconnect from the grid and let the solar panels try to power your washing machine and see what happens? I mean, but it's just, it's bizarre, it's absurd, but, you know, people don't see it.
Yeah, that's
meanwhile.
What else is going on?
I like to do a do-over. Harry Hurley really schooled me yesterday on his program by catching me unprepared. I was on the air. He wanted me to promote the event we're having at 10 o'clock this morning with Trevor Loudon. And he said, you know what? Why should people support Liberty and Prosperity? What's your group all about? Can you give us a quick elevator pitch? And I felt like I was like Ralph Cramden, you know, doing that his first TV commercial. So I sort of went, I'm. So let me just briefly say what Liberty and Prosperity is all about. We teach what is no longer taught. In other words, if the schools and the colleges and the TV and the media and the corporations taught the greatness of America, the importance of our Constitution, what makes America so special and better than any other countries, you wouldn't need us to say that. And part of it is to teach the value of it, freedom, of letting people make the most important decisions in their lives, how liberty brings prosperity. But that's only part of it. We also have to teach the things that you have to do as a citizen to have those things, how to run a meeting, how to organize a meeting, how to be a candidate for public office, how to find information, how to find out what's true and what's not true by doing critical thinking. We do that. That's our first mission. Our second thing, and it sounds simple, but we have conversations. And it's so rare in America today to have open conversations on important public issues. Because people are afraid, if I say this, they're going to call me a bigot. If I say this, they're going to say I'm stupid. But as Benjamin Franklin pointed out 300 years ago, the key to getting smart is to make mistakes, to say what you think. It's okay to be wrong if you want to get to the truth. And if you say, gee, I was mistaken because I didn't know that, and somebody else told me something I didn't know before, that's no shame. That's no embarrassment. This is how you become smarter. So we have these open discussions every Saturday, and it's just like talk radio. You get smarter by doing it, and if you say something wrong and you learn something from it, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And the final thing that we do, we're the organization. If you go to a football game and you have half the people in the stands rooting for one team and half rooting for the other team, we are the fans who are rooting for the referee, which is hardly anybody. But that's why we're often unpopular. We filed a lawsuit against the casinos because the casinos ignored the Constitution and the state ignored the Constitution, so they didn't pay the same taxes as everybody else. Very often, people want something from the government that's taken from somebody else. And when we stand in, we say, no, it's not right. That's not what government is there for. Government is there to do the stuff that people can't do by themselves. It's not there to give you everything you want, and you vote for somebody, and then because whatever the government gives to you, the government has to take away from somebody else. So we're sometimes unpopular with that. But that's what we do. And I think after 20 years, we're having an impact, but we still need support. And again, events like this give us the money to advertise on the John Tomasi Show and let me tell our views every week.
That's good. And you'll continue to do that.
Yes, I'll do it. I just want to give one example of how we get the slant of news. I was watching in a locker room at a local gym, and CNN News was on, giving, you know, again, whatever makes Democrats look bad or Republicans look good is not news. You only see a very slanted view of reality, because the whole purpose of CNN News is to get you to support woke Democrats for public office and to get you to hate Republicans. So I'm watching that, and of course, because most people know it's propaganda, you know, very, very few people watch CNN News, but it doesn't matter because they get enormous amount of advertising, and they get put on every cable channel, and they're platformed anyway. So they could, you know, they could turn off as many people as they want to, but the people who run CNN still get paid, still get their platform, while conservative programs are knocked off the air like Newsmax. But I thought it was very significant, not just the news or the propaganda on CNN, but who was sponsoring them. And they have a whole bunch of new commercials on CNN by BlackRock. Now, who's BlackRock? They're a big Wall Street investment fund that that state retirement funds are invested into. A lot of people through their private brokers have their IRAs and 401ks with BlackRock. But for the past year, BlackRock has been openly saying, we're not trying to get the best investments for our clients. We are doing what's called ESG, environmental, social, and governance. We are using your investment money to promote the woke causes that we like. And sure enough, the BlackRock commercial was no longer saying we will get you the best return on your dollar. They were saying we're going to give you a better, greener, more loving world. So here you see that these woke corporations are hurting you in two ways. First, they're sponsoring propaganda that is destroying our country. But second, they're taking your retirement money, your investment, your state pension funds, your corporate union pension funds are invested there, and they don't even care about getting a return on your money anymore. All they care about is the people who run BlackRock getting their big salaries paid for by politicians. So this is one of the things that Liberty and Prosperity does. We make people aware of this stuff that you see every day, but you don't pay attention to it unless you have these discussions and it comes to your attention. So that's the word for this week.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't know about that, about BlackRock. You just taught me something I didn't know.
Oh, absolutely. So you start Googling it and you'll see. So you would think, and by the way, this is another Governor Ron DeSantis thing. I believe he brought this to attention. I think he pulled all the Florida pension funds out of BlackRock for that reason. But again, you won't see this on most of the media, and you have to pay attention. And that's why groups like LibertyAndProsperity.com are so important. And that's why when all the other lawyers who retired my age are playing pinochle and pickleball, here I am at a VIP breakfast with Trevor Loudon, about to take him over at 10 o'clock to Sal's Cafe. So anyone who pays $75 could keep us going for another year and really hear a fascinating speaker. In fact, I'm at the house right now, and he's supposed to be on his way to the event. We're going to have to get a hook and just drag him there, because the six people with him right now just don't want to let go of him.
You're right.
Every time he brings up a subject, it just leads to one fascinating fact that nobody knew before.